Ocean's Alaska Marine Science Center provides shellfish seed for the mariculture industry. When the Assembly initially provided grant funding several years ago, it was with the understanding the center's emphasis would be on research and tourism. The current board of directors is made up mostly of shellfish growers, and the nonprofit organization's focus changed to economic development of the shellfish industry. The Assembly awarded Oceans Alaska a $388,000 operations grant and $50,000 for design of a land-based facility. The money was to be issued in two installments and used within 2 years. $144,000 in unspent grant funding from the first installment was left over in fiscal year 2014, and the Assembly discussed moving that money into the 2015 budget. Assemblymember Todd Phillips says he does not support the carryover and thinks the money could be better spent.
I still don't feel good about it. If we're going to throw money into something that's being tried and true, then we should probably look at the oyster farmers who are doing it and producing. They may be throwing money their way.
The Assembly could not, as point of order, decide different use for the funds, but could vote on whether or not to carry over funding to the next fiscal year. Assemblymember Mike Painter says he did not support funding the project from the start. He says he's not pleased with responses he's received from Oceans Alaska.
And I have to say that I'm rather disappointed in the responses that I have received from the questions, whether in writing or whether at the podium, that have been asked of them. And this is a substantial amount of money. And the podium was empty tonight.
Assemblymember Alan Bailey says he initially supported funding Oceans Alaska, but is not pleased with the results.
I'm hoping that we can create these jobs. Be wonderful. But I don't see the end result of this. It seems to be a greater distance away than when I first voted for this. And I'm frankly starting to waver as to my support for the organization. I hope and I want them to succeed. But I just don't see the sun rising at that point. I'm hoping for them to do so.
Assemblymember Bill Rotecki says progress is being made and believes the funds should be carried over.
As far as looking for a better game in town to support, I don't think there is a better game in town to support. They have the support of the Alaska Shellfish Growers Association, which is an organization of Juneau, centered in Juneau, but it's an organization of all the growers in the state, pretty much.
He says the state, rather than Ketchikan, should have provided the money for this project.
But I got to tell you, everybody took notice. The borough did this. What happens next is that the State Economic Development Director under Commissioner Susan Bell, he's providing funds and expertise. Those things happen because of what this borough did.
Assemblymember Glenn Thompson says he wants to see a plan before approving further funding.
Their funding sources have dried up. This $144,000 that we've got in our budget is probably the only money they've got going forward. If it's not going to work, and they don't have a plan to make it work, then we're throwing good money after bad. If, on the other hand, they have a chance of making this work and they have a plan, they need to tell us what it is.
Thompson suggested deferring the item to allow Oceans Alaska to respond. The Assembly ultimately voted 3-4 against moving the $144,000 into next year's budget, with Rotecki and Assembly members Agnes Moran and Jim Van Horn voting in favor of the transfer. Bailey, Painter, Phillips, and Thompson voted against the motion. The Assembly will bring the issue up at a future meeting, allowing representatives from Oceans Alaska to speak about their projects and the direction the organization is taking. The Assembly's next meeting is June 16th. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.